The number one position that I tell everybody that they want to hire first is you want to have that office manager, somebody that's going to take the administrative load off you. Most entrepreneurs, most self-employed entrepreneurs are weak in the administrative area, or they just don't like doing it, don't want to do it. So that's the first thing that you should really look at outsourcing. So find yourself a good office manager that can wear a number of hats. So they're an office manager slash bookkeeper slash lead manager slash administrative assistant slash transaction coordinator slash marketing helper, whatever. You want to find somebody who has a lot of good general skills, very good with computers, spreadsheets, web applications, things like that, that can use your CRMs and your software, that's good with using all the technologies that your business revolves around, that's built into your business. You want to be able to make sure that they have a good attitude, that they're willing to help out and contribute any way they can. That's the first thing that whenever I've done joint ventures with people or I've bought businesses and built businesses, including my own companies, the first thing that I always put into place is a very solid office manager that can wear a lot of hats and help us grow the organization in a number of ways. And as the organization grows, then you start taking a little bit off of that office manager and putting that into people that are just very good and very focused on those areas. So obviously lead intake, lead management would be the first thing that you would want to take off of the office manager, because if you're doing a lot of marketing, you're going to be getting a lot of phone calls. So you got to have somebody to screen those calls for motivation and make sure that those people are ready to sell, make sure that there is a deal there. And like I said, just screen for motivation. How quickly do you need to sell? Are you moving? What's the reason for selling? That lead manager can ask a number of questions up front. How much do you want for the house? What does the area look like? What kind of condition is the house in? Start building that rapport and that relationship for you and your company on your behalf. So that's a very important position. So now you've got an office manager that can do a number of things. And the first thing you take off that office manager is your lead management. So you have a lead manager in place. That lead manager can also do dispositions initially, until you get to a point to where you've got so much business coming in, then you got to find somebody to handle dispositions.